My next point under the heading of internationalisation, so to speak, is very straightforward and obvious. To promote the international identity of the movement, we want it to go international. We want it to expand more vigorously in different countries, even in different cultures within one country. We want to see some of the 500 order members in the UK get out to new countries. It's a lot of order members in one country, 500. And when you think that then 220 are in India, at a quick calculation, that's about 160 outside either Britain or India. Well, that's really not enough. And I think that most young order members particularly, and some of the old ones too, should think at some point of going to a new country and establishing a centre there. And we really want to encourage this very much indeed. And perhaps we can find ways in which we can support people to do that so that they're not left quite so much on their own as has sometimes been the case in the past. And I will be saying a little bit more about that later in my talk. One final point under the heading of internationalism. This really is, in a way, a side point from the three I've already made. I do think it's very important that we make much stronger efforts to bridge the gap between our movement in India and our movement in the West. After all, this is the biggest cultural divide that we span. Nowhere else do we have quite such a big gap. The English and the Spanish are very different, but I assure you the Indians and the English are much more different. So we need to put much more work into bridging that gap. And I think it's especially in the West that we need to do that work. The Indian order members are really quite good at this. They've got used to it. They've had so many Western order members working in India, and they've thought quite a bit about this issue, and they very, very much appreciate their links with the international order. But I think here, it's sort of a feature of Western culture. We think we are the internationals, but actually we're quite parochial within our own Western culture. We don't realise just how differently other people look at things. And I think that we need to put a great deal more effort in the first place into bridging the gap with our brothers and sisters in India, especially by finding out about them in depth. Something that we've been talking about quite a bit recently is the fact that so few people really seem to know very much about Dr. Ambedkar, and yet Dr. Ambedkar is so important to our brothers and sisters in India. He's brought them so much. He's brought them to the Dhamma, and he has some very, very important things to say. So I think out of fellow feeling, it's our duty to come to understand much better who Dr. Ambedkar was, what he taught, and what his place is in our brothers and sisters' lives. Of course, something that we can do is simply get to know Indian order members who are over here. There are more and more of them. There's a whole row of them sitting down there. Every time there's a public event like this, we look around and there's just more and more Indian order members. And I'm very, very glad indeed that that's happening. And it's something that we want to encourage much, much more. But that does require help. Of course, financial help. We need to find ways of bringing them over, and then we need to look after them very well. Remember how well they look after us when we go there. And, well, you can get to know them, and in that way, you can bridge the gap between the East and the West. So, all that under the heading of the attempt to make the movement in order much more international in character.